2 Samuel 2:12-3. Now Abner, the son of Ner, went from Mahanaim to Gibeon with the servants of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out and met them by the pool of Gibeon. And they sat down, Abner's men on the one side of the pool, and Joab's men on the other side of the pool. Then Abner said to Joab, "Now have the young men arise, and hold a martial skills match in our presence." And Joab said, "Have them arise." So they got up and went over by count, 12 for Benjamin and Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 from the servants of David. And each one of them seized his opponent by the head and thrust his sword in his opponent's side. So they fell down together. Therefore, that place was called Helkath Hazarim, which is in Gibeon. That day the battle was very severe, and Abner and the men of Israel were defeated by the servants of David. Now the three sons of Zeruiah were there, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. And Asahel was as swift-footed as one of the gazelles that is in the field. Asahel pursued Abner and did not turn to the right or to the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind himself and said, "Is that you, Asahel?" And he said, "It is I." So Abner said to him, "Turn aside for your own good, to your right or to your left, and take hold of one of the young men for yourself, and take for yourself his equipment." But Asahel was unwilling to turn aside from following him. Then Abner repeated again to Asahel, "Turn aside for your own good from following me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How then could I show my face to your brother Joab?" However, he refused to turn aside. So Abner struck him in the belly with the butt end of the spear, so that the spear came out at his back, and he fell there and died on the spot. And it happened that all who came thereafter to the place where Asahel had fallen and died stood still. But Joab and Abishai pursued Abner. And when the sun was going down, they came to the hill of Ammah, which is opposite Gia by way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the sons of Benjamin gathered together behind Abner and became one troop, and they stood on top of a hill. Then Abner called to Joab, saying, "Should the sword devour forever? Do you not realize that it will be bitter in the end? So how long will you refrain from telling the people to turn back from pursuing their kinsmen?" Joab said, "As God lives, if you had not spoken, then the people of Judah certainly would have withdrawn in the morning, each from pursuing his brother." So Joab blew the trumpet, and all the people halted and no longer pursued Israel, nor did they continue to fight any more. Abner and his men then went through the Arabah all that night. So they crossed the Jordan, walked all morning, and came to Mahanaim. Then Joab returned from pursuing Abner, but he gathered all the people together, and 19 of David's servants were missing, besides Asahel. However, the servants of David had struck and killed many of Benjamin and Abner's men. 360 men were dead. And they carried Asahel away and buried him in his father's tomb, which was in Bethlehem. Then Joab and his men traveled all night until the day dawned at Hebron. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, and David became steadily stronger, while the house of Saul became steadily weaker. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and his second, Shelib, by Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, and the third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, and the fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithream, by David's wife Eglah. These sons were born to David in Hebron. Now it happened that while there was a war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner was strengthening himself in the house of Saul, and Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ish-bosheth said to Abner, Why have you gone into my father's concubine? Then Abner became very angry over Ishbosheth's question, and said, Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Today I show kindness to the house of Saul, your father, to his brothers and to his friends, and have not let you fall into the hands of David. Yet today you call me to account for wrongdoing with that woman? May God do so to me, and more so, if as the Lord has sworn to David, I do not accomplish this for him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to establish the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba. And Ishbosheth could no longer say a word in response to Abner, because he was afraid of him. Then Abner sent messengers to David at his place, saying, Whose is the land? Make your covenant with me, and behold, my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel over to you. And he said, Good, I will make a covenant with you, only I require one thing of you, namely, that you shall not see my face unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see me. So David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, Give me my wife Michal, to whom I was betrothed for 100 foreskins of the Philistines. Ishbosheth sent men and had her taken from her husband, from Paltiel, the son of Laish, and her husband went with her, weeping as he went, following her as far as Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, Go, return. So he returned. Now Abner had a consultation with the elders of Israel, saying, In times past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord has spoken regarding David, saying, By the hand of my servant David I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines, and from the hands of all their enemies. Abner also spoke to Benjamin, and in addition Abner went to speak to David in Hebron, everything that seemed good to Israel, and to the entire house of Benjamin. Then Abner and 20 men with him came to David at Hebron, and David held a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Abner said to David, Let me set out and go, and gather all Israel to my lord the king, so that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may be king over all that your soul desires. So David let Abner go, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from a raid and brought a large amount of plunder with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, since he had let him go, and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the army that was with him arrived, they informed Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he has let him go on his way, and he has gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, What have you done? Behold, Abner came to you. Why then have you let him go, so that he is already gone? You know Abner, the son of Ner, that he came to gain your confidence, and to learn of your going out and coming in, and to find out everything that you are doing. When Joab left David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the well of Sirah. But David did not know about it. So when Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside into the middle of the gate to speak with him privately, and there he struck him in the belly, so that he died on account of the blood of his brother Asahel. Afterward, when David heard about this, he said, I and my kingdom are innocent before the Lord forever of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. May it turn upon the head of Joab and all his father's house, and may there not be eliminated from the house of Joab someone who suffers a discharge, or has leprosy, or holds the spindle, or falls by the sword, or lacks bread. So Joab and his brother Abishai killed Abner because he had put their brother Asahel to death in the battle at Gibeon. Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, Tear your clothes and put on sackcloth, and mourn before Abner. And King David walked behind the bier. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king raised his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people wept. And the king sang a song of mourning for Abner, and said, Should Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in bronze shackles. As one falls before the wicked, you have fallen. And all the people wept over him again. Then all the people came to provide food for David in his distress while it was still day. But David vowed, saying, May God do so to me, and more so, if I taste bread or anything else before the sun goes down. Now all the people took note of David's vow, and it pleased them, just as everything that the king did pleased all the people. So all the people and all Israel understood on that day that it had not been the desire of the king to put Abner the son of Ner to death. Then the king said to his servants, Do you not know that a leader and a great man has fallen in Israel this day? I am weak today, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too difficult for me. May the Lord repay the evildoer in proportion to his evil. Luke 7. When he had completed all his teaching in the hearing of the people, he went to Capernaum. Now a centurion slave, who was highly regarded by him, was sick and about to die. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. When they came to Jesus, they strongly urged him, saying, He is worthy for you to grant this to him, for he loves our nation, and it was he who built us our synagogue. Now Jesus started on his way with them, but already, when he was not yet far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof. For that reason I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, with soldiers under myself, and I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my slave, Do this, and he does it. Now when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turned and said to the crowd that was following him, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith. And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a city called Nain, and his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large crowd. Now as he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her, and said to her, Do not go on weeping. And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. Fear gripped them all, and they began glorifying God, saying, A great prophet has appeared among us, and God has visited his people. And this report about him spread throughout Judea and in all the surrounding region. The disciples of John also reported to him about all these things, and after summoning two of his disciples, John sent them to the Lord, saying, Are you the coming one, or are we to look for another? When the men came to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, to ask, Are you the coming one, or are we to look for another? At that very time, he cured many people of diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, and he gave sight to many who were blind. And he answered and said to them, Go, and report to John what you have seen and heard. People who were blind receive sight. People who limped, walk. People with leprosy are cleansed, and people who were deaf, hear. Dead people are raised up, and people who are poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is anyone who does not take offense at me. When the messengers of John had left, he began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who are splendidly clothed and live in luxury are found in royal palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I say to you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. When all the people and the tax collectors heard this, they acknowledged God's justice, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected God's purpose for themselves, not having been baptized by John. To what then shall I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace, and call to one another, and say, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a song of mourning, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a heavy drinker, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children. Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to eat with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house, and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with the hair of her head, and began kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. And Jesus responded and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, Say it, teacher. A money lender has two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he canceled the debts of both. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I assume the one whom he canceled the greater debt. And he said to him, You have judged correctly. And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she has wet my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much, but the one who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, Your sins have been forgiven. And then those who were reclining at the table with him began saying to themselves, Who is this man, who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. James 4. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is the source not your pleasures that wage war in your body parts? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. And you are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask with the wrong motives, so that you may spend what you request on your pleasures. You adulteresses! Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says to no purpose, He jealously desires the Spirit whom He has made to dwell in us? But He gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak against one another, brothers and sisters. The one who speaks against a brother or sister, or judges his brother or sister, speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you, judging your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow, for you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So for one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, for him it is sin. Proverbs 18:17-24. The first to plead his case seems right, until another comes and examines him. The cast lot puts an end to quarrels, and decides between the mighty ones. A brother who is offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and quarrels are like the bars of a citadel. With the fruit of a person's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor from the Lord. A poor person utters pleadings, but a rich person answers defiantly. A person of too many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Psalm 119:17-32. Deal generously with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing for your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments. Take disgrace and contempt away from me, for I comply with your testimonies. Even though rulers sit and speak against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies are also my delight. They are my advisors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your judgments before me. I cling to your testimonies. Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart.